There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. But I'm a bad for doing times. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming after you. This is From the Helicarrier, your number one news source from Marvel Gaming.
Nice. Nicely said.
I've been thinking about Klotz, and I was listening to the song, and I've been thinking about the things I've collected from friends in the game, and I'm like, oh, crap, don't mess it up. So I got it right. I've heard my title today. I'm Emmett Boss McFall, and I'm very, very happy to be able to say that. And, of course, there with the kudos is Golden Age Emmett.
Yes, and let's tell you about what we're going to be talking about today on the show. Lots of stuff to get to across everything. PvP in MAA1, we'll do a little progress report, how stuff is going. We'll do a live lockbox opening. I've got a lovely bunch of lockboxes to crack into. We'll see how we do. Maybe it'll be better than I did with the lizard. We will do a progress report for Chapter 10. I'm still working my way through it. I don't know about you, but we'll talk about that. Of course, it's the anniversary, the fourth anniversary of Marvel Avengers Alliance. So we'll talk about that and all the ducky goodness that we're getting there. We'll switch over to MA2, talk about Spec Ops 1, which is live and in progress, as well as a PvP match for Miles Morales. And, yeah, we'll even talk about Marvel Avengers Academy and the... addition of a couple of gamma radiated giants, yeah. In red and blue flavors. We'll talk about that as well. But let's do this like we always like to do. Charles, I don't suppose the folks that played him have put anything on sale available to purchase with your hard-earned gold.
No, it's all just trash. Stay away from it. You definitely don't need this for PvP. Just leave it alone. We'll handle it for you. It's all good. Actually, along with the anniversary gifts that are coming, which we're going to talk about, they launched the E3 suits, which actually would have been, I know it's for the anniversary, that's great, but a month, 2 months later, that would have been perfect, right?
That would have been hilarious to introduce those at E3. That would have been brilliant.
They do a panel there. That would have been kind of fun. But these things are cool, man, except the scrapper one. I saw it in action the other day, and I mean, as soon as it popped on the screen, it is so bright yellow. I'm like, oh my God, it's Curious George. I got to kill you now. Go away. My son is obsessed with Curious George, and that bright yellow is just like, oh, stupid monkey.
It totally does. If only it had a hat to go with.
I know. They missed out. But those are on sale for half price until March 19th, which really is the 18th, people. That means they are 64 gold right now. They'll go up to 128 gold that date. And then on top of that, oh my God, how are you going to decide? These are also half price. They're 20 gold standard on some of these. 10 gold standard, you just flip through. But basically, the full price for all the new EISO that they have dropped in is also half price until the 19th. And I'm not going to do them all, but it's stuff like flame foil and powered ISO 8, where you're immune to burning effects and it reduces damage from fire effects, or attacks, rather. Mm-hmm. You've got stuff like that. You've got, it's not going to show me all of them, because I know they put on not just these foils, but they put on two other types of EISO as well, which are not popping up right here on my front page. But I know some of them are class-based. So right. Only scrappers get it. And it's like resist death. So it'd be when this scrapper dies, everybody gets CQC.
Yeah, a lot of a whole batch of death-based EISOs that are very interesting. Yes. Which is cool. I mean, anytime they add EISOs, whether they're immediately viable in your head for PvP or not, at least they add new interest to the game. They add something new. It's like, all right, I'm not going to use that in PvP, but you know what? In PvE, it'd be really cool to use that. Or maybe, and maybe after a while of using it in PvE, you'll say, you know what? This would actually be really good in PvP. So I think... I don't know. I'm really, really, really happy with all the additions that they've brought into the game. I'm trying to pull up my list as well. So many of them.
Yeah. I've learned. You know, my son has an issue. Every time he gets like birthday money, we take him to the store and say, "Hey, you've got X amount of money. We'll help you figure out the cost on it." Or he's 10 now; he can do it himself. But when we first started, it's like, "We'll tell you if you can afford it or not." Go crazy. He has a hard time. He gets overwhelmed. He can't pick anything. Mm-hmm. I have found out that he gets that naturally from his daddy, because I'm like, I do. Look at him. Jesus Christ. What suit? What ESO do I pick? Oh my God. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice if you could, you know, when you're in the store buying these, if you could actually get
a test run or something on it, right?
Oh, that would be great. A try before you buy kind of thing.
Oh, simulator. That would be a great new simulator thing.
Yeah, that's cool. That would be a cool way to do it. Yeah, I have not had a chance to look through all these, but I mean, seriously, there are like page after page after page of these new EISOs. They look great. They look absolutely great.
Yeah. Reading the notes last week, I guess is when we got the notes right before they dropped the prizes. It was like, holy cow, man. It's going to be a long time coming, which is good. See, that's the thing. It brings life into it. So you pick a few now for what gold you have. And I even hit the lounge and went, "Hey, does anybody think there's going to be a gold sale because before the 19th? Because, you know, I don't want to go buy regular gold right now, because it's painful to buy regular gold when you know you can get more for $20 or a weapon.
At least go buy one of those Facebook discount cards. Yeah. Are they still on sale from GameStop?
I'm going to have to find out. I'll find a way, you know, one way or the other. I'm going to have to get some gold. And the thing is, we're going to talk about this in one of the prizes. You'll have enough to do something fun with some of the gifts that they're giving you as well. But it's like, you'll pick a suit that really suits your style, pick one of the colors, and then maybe one or two of the new EISO that makes sense to you, and go play. And eventually you'll earn more gold or buy more gold, and you can start picking up the pieces. And that, I'm with you, man. It brings so much new life into this game of the possibilities of what's coming in the future and what you can do. It's like, that changed. Let me go get this suit now and try this out.
Exactly. Yep.
And I can tell you, going up against them in battle, it does not negate what we've been winning with PvP. I'm using the for lack of better words, the shocker suit from the last season. I've got the scrapper shock suit, whatever you want to call it, or whatever it's actually called. Whatever you want to call it, Playdom, I don't know.
The most recent PvP suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
The scrapper unshock suit. Really.
Yeah. Well, basically, yeah. The nana nana boo boo, you can't shock me suit. But I've been playing with that one this season, and I've gone up against at least a blaster E3, a scrapper E3, and I want to say no, a tactician, maybe a bruiser. And the only one that has beaten me was a tactician, but it's also because of who they had with them and the way they EISO'd up everybody and AISO'd up everybody. It was a good team build on the defense, but the suit itself did not break the meta. And I've heard reports of people using it on attack that it's changed their game on attack. But I can tell you on defense, you can still use what you've won and do just fine.
There was something I was going to say about this too. I mean, I wish there was a way that Playdom could add, they can add this. I wish they would add this. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I wish they would add the ability to see what EISO your opponents are using. So right now, you know, when you hover over them in the in the profile, you can see the icons, a small version of the icon. And unfortunately, there's a lot of these ISOs that look alike. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. There's a few that are obvious, right? Like the ones that were part of the Age of Ultron that had that new background to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Those were cool and those were easy to tell. Some of these are so hard to see. Like you can't say, well, is that the calculated force EISO or is that the inceptive protection? And usually, you know, you can again see during the battle what procs or what buffs they have on, what automatic buffs they have on, but it doesn't always help. Sometimes
no, it, yeah, yes, man. If they would just let us, when we look at their build and see, man, you got a great build. Let us see. Let us harass that person.
Let me buy you a drink. Yeah. Come here often.
You know, if it gets them to tell us what the ISO is able to understand, drink's worth it.
Good to know. We now know the level. We now know where your limit is.
Moving on to other things. So what are you most excited about with the anniversary gifts?
Just the fact that they're giving us stuff. I mean, I had a
Dis lot of Sparta. Stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff. So let's talk about that. So the anniversary gifts are huge. It's a, what is it, 2 weeks, 14 days of anniversary gifts, right?
Yes.
And every day Howard the Duck appears on your screen.
I love they put the same shush old spiel. Duck.
Yes, I know. After the second day, you're like, oh, okay, he's just going to say the same thing, shush duck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but gold, you know, hey, never going to turn down free gold. No. Silver.
Lots of silver. Two lots of silver. Agent items. I know one is Dis of Sparta. We've already gotten it today.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember what the other one is. If somebody, hey, if the chat room wants to grab the notes and throw it up for us real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There is a list. And shoot, it was in the Agents Only Lounge. I bet. Let's see if somebody can find it. Before I get to it in Facebook here, because I think that's a, it would be good to go through the list and talk about each of the
it's
things.
It's just 14, so it's better. I know. I want to say there's enough gold that ultimately it was a lot of gold. I hesitate to put a number on it because I probably remember wrong. But I know the silver, the last day, the very last day gift is 4 million silver. Which I was like, holy crap! That's
insane.
That's awesome because I'm mostly running out. I mean, I'm training like crazy and get everybody staggering. And I actually ran out the other day. I was able to collect enough to keep going. And 4 million will let me train up another 15s.
Mm-hmm.
My PokeProf and Rebo say it's 80 gold. All right, here.
Oh, 90 CB. Here we go. Yep. Excellent. So 40,000 silver, 4 gold, 30 CP, 6 gold.
Yeah.
The Dis is Sparta. That's today. Yep. Tomorrow is another eight gold, 400,000 silver tomorrow, 12 gold. The day after, 60 CP, 14 gold, the impending doom, 16 gold, 4 million silver, and then the last day is 20 gold. So,
I mean, come on. How do you not get excited about this?
Gold is coming out of this game like it's MAA2 all of a sudden.
Yes. And thank you. Mark, he also put it in the chat for us to read directly as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that silver alone, training wise, but the gold is, it's, let's see, it's, that's 10, that's 24,
that's a total 44. Of 80. I'm sorry, it's a total of 80 gold.
You're right, it's 80 gold. I just kind of, you know, okay, I like
go
math.
Ahead and do the math. Go ahead, we'll wait. We got plenty of time.
We know I'd screw that up every time. So, but 80 gold.
Yeah.
60, and 90 CP, man. 90 CP.
Right. And what's great about this is, all right, doing the gold, giving us the gold at the same time that you give us all of these discounted brand new EISOs.
Exactly.
It softens the blow of like, oh, man, you know, to buy all these EISOs, it's going to be 500 gold or something. Well, you know, if they're going to give us 80 to offset that, you can pick and choose and get the ones you want.
Well, 80 will get you one suit and at least one of your choice of EISOs, right. Maybe two, depending on how
maybe
you play.
Maybe two if you get the 5 gold ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
It's they're giving you a, basically they're giving you spend however you want, but if you want to equate it to, they're giving you a free suit, a free EISO, two weapons or gear, you know, two gear, and a bunch of money to train up to 15. And right. If you count the CP, that's enough for a decent character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 90 CP is a decent hero recruit.
Oh, yeah. You know? For sure. For sure.
So, oh my God, this, what are they going to do next year? Next year, okay, this is it. This is the shark, right? So next year, the anniversary is like, oh, sorry, we're shutting down the servers.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, right, exactly. It's like you don't want them to say, all right, let's just blow all of our candy here in the lobby and because we know we're not going to be around for 12 more months. No, I think
I think this was, honestly, I think this was them responding to the underpinning worry MAA2's about the launch worldwide. Are they closing this down? Are they end of life in this game? And they've said, no, we're going, no, we're going. But I think this is a way to help get that energy feeling back of, no, they're really still going. And they're doing well.
Yeah, I think so. And so good on you, Playdom. This is great. It's a great 2 weeks set of gifts. All right, I already had a Dis of Sparta. But hey, that's
what's the PvP on it? Could you shelf it?
Oh, I don't know. I probably could, yeah. The problem, you know, the other problem with the Dis of Sparta is that it's you have to remember the goofy letters.
Yes.
You have to remember all the nonsense way that it's actually spelled to be able to find it in your armory, to be able to type the letters. Let me pull it up here.
While you do that, I will throw a one-off for you. So I asked Evan to remind me about Bert and Ernie before the show. There's been something that's been bugging me about Hawkeye, the AOU Hawkeye, forever, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Like with the artwork, something's not quite right, and I finally figured it out. Bert got a haircut and shaved his eyebrows, and now is playing Hawkeye in this game. Go look up Bert. I mean, look at whenever Hawkeye takes a shot and he puts his face straight up, it is Bert. Man.
Is it Bert? That's
hilarious. He is totally, you know, cut his hair a little bit and definitely shaved that big bushy unibrow that he has. But yeah, that's every time I see Hawkeye do an attack now, I'm like, oh,
nice.
Hey, Bert.
I'll have to look for that. All right. So we can actually cross this one off the list now because we've talked about it. Let's talk about PvP. So PvP is going on right now in MA1. Well, both MA1 and MA2. But let's kind of do a little progress report, how we're doing with PvP. I'm in the high diamond ranks. Doing a little bit more this time than my typical five per, and I'm sure you are as well.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's so far still in the level where my current setup is doing well. Avalanche and Null still doing great for me. And we'll see how much longer that continues. But they're a fun team to use. And they do really well against Null and Kurth. There hasn't been a great sea change of people using Null and Kurth or some variation.
I've seen a lot more of Angrier.
Have you? Okay. I haven't seen a lot of.
Not
I've seen
a ton, some, but more than I expected to see.
I'll be honest. The one I saw didn't last long enough for me to realize or to really see a good moveset. He got wiped out pretty quick by my team. So, but again, it was pretty low level. So these are probably the people who were.
They just recruit him and throw him in without actually ISOing him up or.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe he's not 15 yet or something.
Mm-hmm. That could be. Yeah. So.
I finally got my footing when I started. It was really rocky start of just I couldn't pick out a pattern, and I was doing 15 battles a day minimum. That was just the number I landed on because when they dropped the lot box quest, that was the number to beat 15 battles was on the first quest. So I was like, all right, we'll do at least 15 a day, just random number, right? Mm-hmm. And just could not find my footing. I think I was running Avalanche Null for a little bit. And I decided, you know what? I really wanted to try this. I'm going to stop worrying about what other people's teams are working for them. And I'm going to start going. I mean, Avalanche Null is working, but they would slip from time to time. All of a sudden, a team would come in and just destroy me. And there was no pattern to it. And I think part of it was the chaos of the early days of PvP. For whatever reason, there's always chaos in the early days of PvP. And who knows why. But I ended up going full electric. I got Victor Mancha out, and I already had him up to 15. I had Beta Ray Bill up to 15. So I went and just instead of asking anybody, I went and ISO'd him up the way I thought they should be with the E and the A. And I have Beta Ray's Bill Rolling Thunder. I don't remember what else I might have that boosted them up. But and of course, on Victor, I put the PvP reward. Infiltrator ISO that lets him supposed to let him do a pre-counter attack. However, him being a teenager, he kind of flips me off half the time and doesn't do it. But it's still I see him do it. He does do it sometimes, but it's like not nearly as much as if you put it on Emma Frost. If you put it on Emma Frost, I mean, she's constantly trying to hit people before their attack. So I don't know what the numbers are. Maybe they've smoothed things out, and that's just a result I'm seeing. But then I put on, of course, the Scrapper electric suit, and I won. So we'll get to something in a minute, but I basically got the Thor's hammer from a mini Spec Ops ago, the big metal hammer that lets you counter anybody that has static shock on them. And it puts static shock on them, and it like avoids shields, and not avoids shields, but it does a lot of cool stuff. And I'm not on that screen. I guess I can get to that screen here in a second, and I can tell you what this hammer is. But I was like, okay, I'd been using the Thunder Battle Axe that lets that kind of puts like electric charge on everybody that when they get hit, they electrify people. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But I won the Thunder Strike is what I'm trying to think of. And it's a charged attack, trigger static charge when used. Of course, it's customized. Thunder Watch reduces damage electricity attacks. So I got double reduced damage because I'm also using the suit as well. A chance to counterattack electricity attacks or enemies with static charge. And then it puts static charge on enemies for 3 rounds. And so pairing that up with my suit and pairing that up with the two electric teammates, I've actually found some decent footing. I'm in mid vibranium now and not slipping as much. That's also my defense as well.
Nice.
And so
yeah, that helps tremendously.
Yeah. It hasn't been such massive losses. It's been little losses, some decent wins. What also I noticed is now more people are playing now that we're 10 days remaining. Mm-hmm. Whereas they weren't playing before, because I could do 15 battles, get up to Vibranium, get up to 2% or so, and then I'd lose a battle, but I'd drop a whole level. You know, I'd lose 17 points, but I'd drop a whole level. And it's because, more and more people are playing. So even though I'm winning, I'm actually losing ground a little bit until that stops, and then I can go forward. So that's actually, I feel like I've got a good footing. I feel like I have a happy team. And in 14 days after this tournament's over, I'll buy a suit for the next. Because I'm probably not going to buy it beforehand. But yeah, that's where I'm at with MAA1.
Cool. Yeah, I've been running the E3 Bruiser uniform, and of course using Elite. You've got Elite is almost now the cube of the ISOs, right?
Right.
And then I'm also using the one that gives you an extra turn when
big and fast.
Big and fast. Yep.
Yep. That's and what I would have done too.
What's the other one here? It is the where is it? It is the shoot. I think it's the one that Dominate the Week. It's the one that not Dominate the Week. It's the one that gives you that increases your defense whenever you get attacked with melee. There's so many melee.
I can't remember what it's called, but every time you attack or get attacked with melee, it
yeah, and it's up. And it's easily the one I could swap out. It's the one that's like, am I really getting enough out of this to warrant taking up a full EISO slot? And so that one I might change out. We'll see. But
so Jet Black says the covert EISO, which is the one I was talking about, should make you pre-counter every time. I'm going to go highlight and look at it right now because I'm telling you, it doesn't. Well, because I'm an idiot and I don't actually have it on him. I have Yukimi instead of that.
Well, that explains why it's not working.
That explains that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No wonder you're not freaking. Oh, my
God. Dude, that EISO totally doesn't work. I don't have it installed. It's just not working on my agent. So that's the one, and maybe that's a good one here too.
Damn, that's all I can say. Morbius has it. Why the hell do you have it, Morbius? Well, now I have it. Now that should change the game just a bit. And I'm pairing that up with Yukimi on it. I'm taking reduced damage for counterattacks and follow up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so the Scrapper one was very set. It was set up very well. I still beat the team and made me work for it because it's so full of interrupt. They had the Quicksilver EISO because I can tell there's always a different interrupt, right? They had the Quicksilver EISO for interrupt. They had the Scrapper EISO for interrupt. And they had the, I don't know what their third EISO was, but they had the Raft Shank for interrupt. I'm like, oh my God. Then they had two other people who can interrupt your attacks. They had Iron Fist. I forget the other person who possibly can interrupt. Maybe it's Quicksilver himself. And I was like, oh my God, all the interrupts. But you know what? I have a team that if I last a long time, you're going to die, period.
Yeah.
You know, all that static shock, man, it's awesome.
Oh, here's it's what so I was, you know what one I was using from the third sled? It's the dodgy. Gain a high chance to evade melee attacks. So, but big recommendation from
Jet Black.
Yeah, Jet Black 345 to use Sacred. So I'm going to give that one a try and actually see how
Remind
I do
me what
with that.
Sacred does.
I'm pulling it up right now because I want to know as well.
Heimdall and Skirm.
I like that. You know, I wish that instead of being grouped and alphabetized in each group, they were out there alphabetized
period
across the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You played him, fix that, would you? Yeah. Would you be so kind as to, yeah. Let's see.
All right, Clairvoyant, Heimdall and Skirn, team note. Team Women's, International Women's Day.
Yes, happy International Women's Day and happy Pancake Day. It's also Pancake Day. So happy International House of Women Pancakes Day.
Get in the kitchen, maybe some pancakes.
Oh, geez. See, I didn't go there, ladies and gentlemen. I will have you know.
I can ruin everything.
I didn't even try that. I don't think I had Sacred. Oh, man, I wish they'd give me a button to search. You know, like you've got with your armory, like give me, you know, let me type a few letters and find it.
Yeah.
Criminy.
In the chat room, what is it? Guys, you can talk to us about Sacred.
Yeah.
Cause I can't remember what it is. I recognize the name. I do. I just cannot place. We were, you know, Ibn and I were talking about this before the show.
I guess I haven't earned brain Sacred space. Yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sacred reduces damage when health is at 100%.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So it's when you're at full.
So that's also like one of the new ones that gives you combat training. Because combat training does 50% reduced damage if you're above 70% health or something like that.
Right. Right.
But you were talking about brain space. And we have to remember how many, you know, there's over 100 heroes. I have to remember what they do, what their alts do. Mm-hmm. And then there's, I would say now, a good 50 or 60 EISO possible out there. Plus the AISOs, it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, we need the ability just to search things now. I mean, if you've got the time and the brain space to remember every little thing and how they work, one, kudos to you. We could use you on our team. Secondly, you need to meet somebody and get out and get on a date. That's all I'm saying. It's there's a life outside of this.
You know what? I think that there's stages of that. I bet you that there's people who are able to keep up with all the stuff in this game. And still have a great life. You know, I just happen to not be one of them.
I bet you Jonathan Koifman could. He's such a great numbers guy, and he knows so much stuff. And he's got a great family. I don't see it too much anymore, but I used to see him post. And he's in our lounge. And Jonathan is the one who came up with the tracker, the PvP tracker. Mm-hmm. And which we're actually talking about. He and I are talking about relaunching that because I think people have shown interest.
Totally. Yeah, it's such a good resource. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, he might be the person who could pull that off. Mm-hmm. Chet Black says, I have a girlfriend and I'm more than willing to join the team. I will email us, Chet Black. We might give you a segment on this is what this does.
Yeah, really. All right, let's continue on the list here. Mm-hmm. Actually next is a live lockbox opening. So I currently have 92 lockboxes of Electro Box. Yep, exactly. So I'm going to jump in here. I wish I could do these on screen. You know, I probably can if I. Let's see. Nah, I'm not going to worry about it. It would be a major changeover on that thing, and probably it'd screw something up. So let's go here. The Sparking Lock Boxes. I have not opened any yet. I like to save my first set, my first batch for the show. So opening the first obviously gets me a new cover, Electro 8 of 8. And it's nice. Amazing Spider-Man. We continue on looking through just to see if there's any weapons. There aren't. By the way, did you know there's a little pro tip? You probably already know this, but you can bypass all of the animation just by clicking and interrupting it. Set number 2 gets me another new cover. So I think I'm already doing better than I did with the lizard lockboxes. But yeah, as soon as you see that, what will you get? That's when you can click and bypass all that. Lots of reactive ISO 8 in this one. Jeez, it's almost all except for two, the cover and a couple other things. All right. So far three covers. Doing well. Four sets of 10, four new covers. And this is a PIM tech component. I guess that's not an armory atom. Oh, I did get Voodoo Elixir, though. That is the nice armory item, the equal armory atom bonus. Here we go. Here's our first duplicate and a set of toxic darts for my armory.
Nice. Good. Nice. Mm-hmm.
So far, I'm at four covers and 42 boxes to open still. We'll say 40 boxes to open still because I'm not going to wait until I have 10, obviously. Another dupe, but some more armory items and 20 unstable ISO 8, which would be really useful if there was a spec ops going on right now.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Great. I guess you should have waited till they dropped spec ops to open your box.
I should have, right? Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, and another. Now I'm getting them every time. Here's another 20 unstable ISO 8 and a new cover. Some reactive relentless. Good. This might be next to last box opening. It's a duplicate. Couple more armory items though. So what am I? I'm at five, aren't I? Yeah, five.
Damn it.
Last set of 10 to open. And we get another duplicate. That's all right. Another duplicate, some reactive ISO, and unfortunately no more UISO. So we're at five, open 90, got five new covers, three covers left, and this PvP is far from over. So
yeah,
plenty of time for me to get the rest of them.
So somebody in our lounge, when Electro dropped, they got the first mission, which is 40, so they had 50. They went ahead and bought whatever they needed for the rest because they really wanted Electro. And they got it. And they said it took about 140 opens.
Okay.
Or 140 lot boxes, not 140 opens. Holy crap. That'd be a lot of opens.
That would be a lot of opens, yeah.
So, but they got it. And they leveled him up and they were showing, they did a video. And oh my God. I mean, he fits in my team so well. Just
really?
He is supercharged electric. You can go look on paper, not on paper, obviously, but. On digital paper, you can go to highlight him, look at his attack.
Right.
But, I mean, just seeing him in action, it's like he was the only electric person on that team. And his level six, like, super, it's called supercharged. And he just supercharged the team. So, everything they did was electric. Put static shock on everybody else. And he was using Thane, of all people, in PvP. And Thane's level 9, which does damage to the other team and heals your team, did damage to the other team, but did massive damage because it triggered all kind of static shocks. And just, oh, my God. It was like, I want you so bad. So I blew my load early. I went and opened my box. I had 110 to open. Got five covers.
Nice.
And I've earned 25 since then. So I just opened two opens while you were doing yours. Two duplicates. I still got to get two more to guarantee number six and then move on. But that's where I got the hammer. I got the hammer out of opening the boxes, and weapon was very, very nice.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm excited to run with Electro because he's part of my PvP team on MAA2. It'd be great if I could run the same PvP team on both games, right? Yeah. Electro, Wasp, and Angela.
Although in this game it would be really maybe not. With what Electro can do for your team, it might actually work out.
Yeah, there's just no synergy in this game between all of them. At least Wasp and Electro both do shock attacks in MA2. So there's no there's no synergy between those. That's funny. All right, so continuing on our show here. Chapter 10. How are you doing with chapter 10?
I think I'm very close to the same place I was last week. I've gotten five of the six chapters completed, and I haven't really looked. At one point, chapter six wasn't completed, but I was going through and doing some of the side quests. I try to do those as I go, but you know, I have 3 points challenges to do right now, and I've been putting them off because you really take concentration and focus. However, I did get enough with the gifts and with the different CP that I farmed doing these things. I got enough that I finally recruited Colleen Wing, who is training to level 9 right now.
Oh, cool. It is. Great.
So that's what I've been focusing on is PvP, doing my 5, then going to the simulator and training up Colleen Wing and putting her on training. And then while she's training, go back to PvP mostly right now. Trying to do a lot more battles in PvP this time than the last 3 tournaments because I don't even remember who the damn hero is to unlock for Adamantium. I just want to hit Adamantium this time and not be because I didn't fight enough.
Right. So. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Same thing. And I've been, between Spec Ops, PvP on both games, I've been so focused on the time-sensitive content that I haven't had a chance to do any more with the new chapter. So it's, my focus is always, all right, take care of the time-sensitive stuff.
Yeah.
And then work on everything else. And so chapter 10 will happen after I'm done with PvP, or at least until Spec Ops, on trying to figure out what's going to end the soonest. I think, I think PvP on MA1 is going to be the thing that ends the soonest. Because PvP and MA2 lasts.
Elkutran could kiss my butt. We're going to talk about this today. He completed Spec Ops in MA2. I'm like, F you, man.
I'm close. We're going to talk about that as well. As a matter of fact, that is next in the thing. So do you have anything more on Chapter 10?
I'm enjoying the story. I'm enjoying how it plays through and the new locations and new enemies. I'm very much enjoying Chapter 10. I'm very much enjoying PvP and everything else. I'm like, well, I'm not mad that I'm missing out. It's good to have a lot of good content on hand. So I'm very much enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Spec Ops 1 just released last Thursday on MAA2, which is, again, surprising for a game that doesn't have worldwide release yet. It just seems like such a, I guess I can see from the perspective of, well, we need to beta test how a Spec Ops works.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have done it with an unlockable character. They should have done it as like a 1 week Spec Ops. Let's just beta test the crap out of it. Because who knows? I can't imagine, like we were talking about earlier, that they're going to launch the game during the Spec Ops, since people have to be of a certain level to be able to get into it. Who knows? But
okay, so apparently, jumping right in, you and I have talked about this, but apparently there were some changes made yesterday to the difficulty because, oh my God,
we haven't talked about the difficulty. Don't jump ahead.
I know. Well, that's what we're talking about now.
The chat room. We're talking about Spec Ops.
I'm talking about the bad touch showers I had to take after playing Spec Ops.
We'll talk about that in a second. It's not just because that happens across the board. That's actually outside of Spec Ops too, the heroic missions.
Yeah.
So slow down, Sparky. Throttle back.
All right, go for it.
But Spec Ops 1 released last week. That gives you the chance to recruit Ant-Man in MAA2. Some differences.
But he's playing hard to get. Sorry, go ahead.
He's playing hard to get. Some differences in the way that that Spec Ops works over on MAA2. You do get a big batch of UISO to use to go through it from the beginning, or whatever they're calling it. I guess it's not really UISO. It is Spec Ops Energy. Is that what it is? PIM particles?
Well, I don't know. I think I saw something related to PIM. Let me jump back over. Something.
Let me jump over here. It is miniaturized directives.
Okay, there you go.
they're basically mission briefing documents shrunk down with the miracle of PIM particles. So not really UISO, but works the same way, where your battles will each cost you 10 of those to go through, except for some of the boss battles, which cost more. You can earn these, though, by doing the regular missions, and which basically means that if you've got, if you're low and you've got plenty of basic energy, the regular energy, just go hit normal mission 1-1, chapter 1 mission 1, over and over and over, and you'll rack up some PIM particles or some of these miniaturized directives that you can use to go through MAA2.
And every time you team up with somebody, you not only get the silver from the team up, but you get those as well. I mean, they're really generous with the directives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting way of doing it. Something that they added yesterday that helps a lot with with Spec Ops is these little lines that appear on your map that show you the path that you can go through to get to some of the specific bosses. So if your Spec Ops task is defeat this boss, you can actually see on the map what battles you need to fight to get to that epic boss. It's really cool. What else? Some decent rewards, like a hero box about halfway through, 25 gold about two-thirds of the way through, and of course all the regular rewards that you get throughout. Yeah, it's not bad. It's a decent Spec Ops. You don't have to pay anything, or you don't have to pay any energy costs or PIM particle costs to deploy a character. So that's kind of cool. Got a benefit there. And other than that, I mean, it's a perfectly capable, a perfectly acceptable Spec Ops, with the exception of the fact that it's not available worldwide, which is, again, such an oversight on Playdom's part. This should be something that they released after going worldwide, because it seems very unfair to people who don't have the game yet, don't have access to the game yet.
Alcatraz says Spec Ops is permanently unlocked after you complete it. So it's interesting. So now that you've done the business part, I could do the rant part, right?
Yes. Okay. So, get to the rant. All right. So some of the things that they broke when they released Spec Ops go.
Okay. So we've actually talked about many times how the heroic levels on the chapters are very difficult, and you have to have Wasp pretty much or Star Lord, right? Somebody who can't be hit, which is again broken. You fix that. And when they launched the Spec Ops, just like everybody else, I was very excited, wanted to jump in. And I get in, the battle's 4 stars. I'm like, huh. But it doesn't give you a difficulty level. And it says you have to be commander level 12 to access Spec Ops. Mm-hmm. Well, commander level 30. I expected to go in and maybe have a little bit of a challenge, but basically brawl my way through this and done. Cool.
Sure. Sure.
Get in the first battle, and I've got my level 30s in there. It's 3 level 30s and 2 level 29s on the bench. And I get in, and there's my Hulk, and he does his protect. And the first freaking punk takes him out with one hit. I'm like, what the hell happened? The second punk takes out somebody with one hit. I was like, what the hell? Never get a shot off. The first level easy green lit punks took me out without ever getting a shot off. And I was like, I just sat there and I stared at the screen and stared at the screen. I didn't know. So I hit go again.
Yeah.
And I mean, I quit that mission. I'm not going to gold spin through this thing, but I quit the mission. And I said, go again. And same thing. I mean, this time I think I took one out before they took me out. But this is the first of 4 rounds in the first battle. And Ibbot's like, yeah, I'm halfway through. And so I hit him up. I was like, is it me? Or is this just effing ridiculously difficult? And he's like, yeah, you know, I've Wasp, and I don't know why. And we've theorized, too, that with the chapter, the heroics, right, they start at a certain level and they go up. Mm-hmm. So if you go to chapter 3, the heroic starts at level 35, and in this game is very balanced. Mm-hmm. It so far is very balanced. So 1 or 2 levels really makes a difference.
It does, totally.
It can challenge you to play 2 levels up, but if you go beyond 2 levels up, you can't do it. It's very balanced that way, in my opinion. And, you know, so I'm going, well, if we are capped off at level 30, and the heroic for chapter 3 is level 35, that's impossible. So apparently, I figured on the show we'd theorize on they're going to unlock level caps and make them higher at some other point and this, that, and the other.
But they're going to have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They have to. But apparently there was a change yesterday that came through. And I haven't played Spec Ops since the change is gone, so I'm going to go in tonight and play some Spec Ops because I actually focused on the only thing I could focus on, leveling up my characters. I got Gamora to level 30. And actually, 2 stars. I don't think I've heard of 3 stars yet, but I got her to 2 stars and level 30, and that helped a lot. I really tweaked my ISO setup on my Hulk and my Captain America and Heimdall, by the way. Winning Heimdall in the last PvP, great support character, especially with these new ISOs. Just a little tip for everybody. Put on Heimdall, put the stealth ISOs on him.
Yeah, the one that begins where you begin
every
match with
round. Every round. Not in the match, every round.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh,
so if you cool. if you take a round out, boom, it comes right back. And then he's got so much great support that I'm working on other characters. So I was able to fight that first mission before they did the changes and kill all but the last guy. And the game went, all right, we're sorry. And it gave me a progression on the map. And like, I didn't get past that battle, but on the on right. the task list, I took out so many goons. And I'm like, okay, here's, you know, I think it was silver for the first reward.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, all right. But I don't, and I figured we'd get on here and do a big rant. But, you know, honestly, it took the wind out of my rant when they're like, well, they realized their mistake and they fixed it. So everything's kind of doable across the board. I was like, thanks, because that was needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it's good to see that they are really quick to make adjustments and fixes on MAA 2. And if that, again, if that's a sign of things to come, then that's fantastic. Yeah. time will tell, obviously, but.
Because other than that, and I'm addressing some other things that tie into this in the chat room. Other than that, I have not found any sense of imbalance in this game, other than, you know, we've talked about Wasp being a little OP because if she does it right, you can't hit her. And that needs to be tweaked. I would not say nerfed. It just needs to be tweaked. And maybe they tweaked it because I've noticed I've gone up against some Wasps at PvP and I've been able to.
She's definitely gotten easier to hit. But
she's still tough.
She is tough.
Definitely usable and tough. But yeah, it's not the 40 hits they all miss. It's every third hit hits or something. You know, it's better.
Right.
It is doable. Better. And that's what I found with all at every commander level and every agent level or hero level, rather, every hero level that I've been at, I have felt that this game is doable. It's been fair. It's like, okay, I lost that. Let me go back and train some more. Let me tweak a little something, go back in. Okay, I won. You know, it feels very balanced at every level I've been at. And the PvP, I think we can transition to that now, unless you get more about Spec Ops.
No, we can. I think there was something I was going to say, but I can't remember. Oh, well, actually, it's part of PvP.
All right.
Just the fact that with this change, they changed the way a couple of the stun mechanics work so that player or characters that have stun, like Star-Lord and Electro, or abilities that do stun, now can't trigger them in the first round. And that you know, again, in PvE, it's obviously not as... It's kind of a pain in the butt in PvE because you want to be able to stun off the bat. But if you're going up against a team in PvP that's got Star-Lord and Electro, you've got an opportunity to hit them before they stun you, which is a huge, huge improvement.
Yeah. Now with Hawkeye, with this stun arrow, it doesn't start off cooldown, but I notice it has a longer cooldown once you use it. I used to be able to use it every turn, and now if I use it once, it goes into a cooldown. So that, and of course, Hawkeye's not that powerful. So I think that's a fair balance that he gets it off the bat as a protect. Hawkeye's kind of an assist. He is what, just like the character in the comics, he's never a frontline bash you in the face guy. He's hidden up on the roof sniping people.
Correct.
Although you can't really hide in this game other than with stealth. So they give him some extra tools.
Right.
So I thought that was a fair balance. I noticed that recently when the last day or two is that I can stun, but then it goes into a cooldown where it didn't do that before. Which is fine, you know, it's good enough. But with PvP, I felt early on, again, I couldn't find my footing. It was like I could win some, I'd lose some. It didn't make sense. But now I think maybe it's the changes they made. Now I feel like I've found my footing. And with the team I have, I'm progressing at the rate I think I should be progressing. And I feel confident in my ranking up. And if I lose, I feel like it's a good battle now. So I think they've tweaked some things for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I think so too. So welcome, definitely welcome changes there for MAA 2. Anything else on MAA 2 before we...
Just honestly, oddly enough, I thought because I like new and shiny and I love graphics that I would really just focus on MAA 2 and just kind of MAA 1 would be, well, I got to get this done. Now go to the... It's not actually. I'm finding that I'm really wanting to play MAA 1 more than MAA 2, but not much more. But it's still got a 51-49 split to MAA 1. I want to play MAA 1 more.
There's just so much depth
To
MAA 1 that MAA 2 doesn't have yet. And I'm fine with that. I love the love all the depth and customizability and stuff you can do in MAA 1 that you can't do yet in MAA 2. So
they're definitely two different games.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm hoping... and it looks like that they're going to be maintaining them separately and as they should.
Yes. You know, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm very happy with the way both are going right now. So now I'll take this to school.
All right. So Marvel Avengers Academy. I'm going to talk about this until I get tired of it and stop playing it. But they have a new. I guess you could call it sort of a Spec Ops. I mean, it's their current special.
Yeah. Yeah. Special, it's a special operation.
It is a special operations thing. I don't know any better way to describe it. It's a temporary, you know, limited time deal where you can recruit A-Bomb and Red Hulk. Each progress for each goal has about a week where you can do it. And right now the current thing is to recruit A-Bomb with blue gamma blockers. And you basically, the way it works is you take Iron Man, Wasp, and Loki through specific battles that allow them to train their abilities. And then once they've maxed their training, you take them into a battle with A-Bomb. And it's all under the guidance of the leader, who's the big bad in this thing.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're seeing it, like, oh, all right, battles, we might be getting something. We might be getting like a battle system in this game, which is great. No, not really. It's the same kind of thing where it's just like them building a house. You start them battling A-Bomb and they do that for 4 hours. But it's, you know, it's something else to do there. If nothing else, this game is just keeping the fresh going, keeping stuff churning and providing a lot of content. This month, there's a whole initiative with Marvel, where they're going to be doing a bunch of additions to the games featuring women.
Yeah, featuring women.
It's like Strong Women Month in Marvel or something.
Yeah.
However, none of that is going to take place in MA1 or MA2. Nope. It's all in stuff like...
But to be fair enough, they really do feature strong women in both of those games. I mean, we just talked about Wasp for 5 minutes, so...
Right, and you know, we just got Colleen Wing and Jessica Jones. Yeah. And, you know,
I think it's one of those things, though. So. What could they do? Maybe some alts, but that's kind of...
Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to get Hellcat right now for Pete's sake. Yeah. She's a good, strong woman. So it's not tied in with their Marvel... month-long initiative, but it is something that's been going on and it's going to go on in all the other games, including Marvel Avengers Academy or Macademy, as we call it. Just like MarTech. Marcademy. Maybe that's it. Marcademy. So that's going on in Avengers Academy, and that's about all the update that I feel like we need to provide for that game.
Yeah. I actually find that I'm playing it a little bit more to try to see what I can do with A-Bomb and Red Hulk, but
And not we'll talk much more about A-Bomb later on in the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We are.
Yes.
So I'm with you. It's still, there's something about it that I don't put it down. I play it twice, maybe now 3 times a day. I don't know. But it's, hey, let me check on that. Okay. All right. You hamsters, go back to running the wheel. I'll go play a real game now. But it's there. And again, you know, you kids, you got girlfriends, wives, people who don't play. Guys, too, who just don't play games. Maybe they're into Sims-type management. It gets them into the Marvel Universe. So it's kind of fun.
Cool.
So I guess that means it is time for Hail the King. Yes. And a little quick note about PokeProf. He is listening live. He's in here. And he feels bad about not getting one done. But he said work got in the way. I'm going to let him take that instead of saying, no, I didn't tell you it was early. It's my fault. but he was not able to get one done this week. But you know what, man? The fact that people miss it just shows you how good you're doing. Never feel bad about missing. Just know you're doing a great job, and we love when you turn stuff in. And we've got somebody else working on a segment as well that's going to turn some stuff in.
And for the record, people, it was my fault. I've got a dentist appointment today at 3 in an hour, so that's why I'm... That's why I had to bump everything up a little bit. So it's all my fault. Don't blame Charles.
Okay. So here comes All Hail the King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. It's kind of weird, I have to admit. I'm kind of getting my voice back, I think. and I don't even know how to handle it. It's been so long. It almost feels unnatural to be able to talk again. But I'm not struggling, and I'm actually able to project. So this is nice. For a few days, I thought my voice was gone forever. So it's kind of a celebration today. And for this segment, I do have an idea. First, I want to talk about the anniversary situation. And then that's kind of what the next All Hail the King episode is going to be about. Or at least it will be after we catch up. Now, for the 4th anniversary celebration, it's pretty epic, I have to give them that. Not only have I personally been getting the rewards you're supposed to get, but yesterday I got 10 gold on the daily roulette, and today 50 CP. So it seems to be extra lucky right now. I felt like I was running low on command points when they were selling all those different costumes, and they kept having general releases. But now I'm up to 724. Pretty soon I'm probably going to break 1,000. Which I didn't see coming. So yeah, I knew they couldn't keep up that pace. They tried to take all my CP, but they failed. Now they're having a lot of lockbox characters in a row, and I'm pretty happy about that. You'll see what happens with me and Electro though today. There will be a lockbox opening video. It was interesting, I think. But back to the celebration itself. I do plan on buying another costume, but right now I have the Bruiser uniform. The E3 Bruiser. And one thing that seems to have happened since the release of these uniforms. Well, let me just ask. Has anyone lost an offensive battle since? I personally haven't. And judging by what my defense is doing, which is all of a sudden losing points every single night, it seems like these uniforms have made it so agents can't lose on attack. Alright, well, I only lost 9 points yesterday, so maybe it's not as bad as I thought at first. But anyways, besides PvP, these uniforms are also great for PvE, and I equipped mine right away. So that's another great thing about the celebration, and the options that the E3 costumes give us. PvE sometimes gets overlooked, but I love having 3 different EISO, and like I said, it's really made PvE easier as well. As far as PvP though, and the next actual All Hail the King video, what I think I'm going to do is show the new E3 uniform, the Bruiser, and I'm probably going to buy one more once I get some more of this reward gold. And then we'll just try out different combinations for that video. Right now I've just been trying out some overpowered stuff like Vengeful, the Elite EISO, the Back for More one, Sacred, Survival Training. But for that video, we're maybe going to extend beyond that, try some Age of Ultron ones as well. And then for the Tactician, we're going to try some different options as well. Well, I guess I spoiled it. The next one I'm going to buy is going to be the Tactician. One of the new EISO that I do want to try out is the Tactical Tendency one. But I'm going to have to put that on a Tactician and hope they die. So I don't know how I feel about that. But anyways though, I am going to try to pick up as many of these new EISO as I can. And that way I can tell everyone my opinions on them. And exactly how some of them work. Because I know there were questions like, how long does the Protect last? My main issue though is going to be gold, and I didn't participate in the last gold sale, which now I kind of wish I would have tried, but it just wasn't happening really. It's too hard to participate in every one. If you are able to though, I mean, power to you. But yeah, that's what the video is going to be about. I'm happy that my voice seems to be coming back, and hopefully that lasts. I don't think it's going to go away again. It's usually a one-time thing when I get sick. So I'm finally able to get back to making all the different videos I had planned, and I just had to keep them on the back burner. When I woke up, and kind of before I even started this, I didn't fully realize that it was back, so I'm pretty excited. All I can say is get ready for a bunch of new videos, some new PvP stuff, and even some non-Marvel Ventures Alliance videos. There are a few really cool games that I want to show everyone, so yeah, it's going to be coming soon. That's going to be it, though, for today. So thank you all for listening, and then back to the hosts.
Nice. Excellent. Well, there's some fresh King content there.
that Bruiser. I want it so bad, but I really want Electro, too. And at the same time, I'm going, my electric suit is pretty cool. It's working for me. So I'm really torn on what to do as far as moving forward. But I would definitely look forward to his videos and the exploration he's going to do. Now, that's my biggest question with some of these. It's like, start the fight with blah, blah, blah. Back for more. Start the fight with it. Like, well, if it stays true to what a lot of the other ESO does. It's only for like one or two rounds, and it's done. So you got to hope you die in the first round for Back for More to trigger. I don't. Maybe.
Well, Back for More is different. Doesn't Back for More stay on you until?
I don't know.
Until it's used. Hold on a second.
I mean, that's honestly with all the stuff we try. That's I get lost in what every little thing does. But when I see start the match with, I'm like, I've never had great experience with start the match with buffs.
Yeah, Back for More just obviously returns you to full health once when HP is reduced to zero. Let's see here. Yeah, it doesn't say how long it lasts. Nico has it.
Yeah.
But that's a different one where she can't be damaged until her next turn and then she comes back. So like the next turn, then she comes back to full health.
Right.
But even then she can't be basically damaged the whole back from the brain.
It's that, Rudy says that it's Back for More stays until you die. Last whole fight, someone else says, it just doesn't give you full health.
Okay. Yeah, that would be brutal, right? Like,
Well, you know what? Jet Black's like, that's why you guys need me. You know what? If you start writing simple to read guides on how to track these EISO, an easy way to look them up, I don't know. We'll give you free access to the lounge. You know, we'll make a lounge member if you start doing that kind of thing for us. Because honestly, we definitely need an easy way to find what these EISOs do, what AISOs do, tracking all that stuff. And I mean, and if you want to do a segment on how they work together, that's fine too. You know, we'll talk about that. There seems to be always room for more. So speaking of more, I think it's time, especially since we did Double Up King today.
Yeah.
We've got a few emails to read that are fairly quick.
Yep. Let's talk about this. First email comes from Agent Woods. I don't think there's a confusion there of Producer Woods, right? We don't Agent Woods is not Producer Woods. Layoff A-Bomb is the title of this email. Love the show, but you guys got to quit picking on A-Bomb. With more than a half century of published adventures, Rick Jones is arguably the most important character in the history of the Marvel Universe. He was instrumental in the creation of the Hulk, the formation of the Avengers, and single-handedly won the Kree-Skull War. He's also worked alongside Captain America, Ron the Space Knight, two Captain Marvels, and mentored multiple young heroes. He even beat cancer. While his tenure as A-Bomb isn't yet as epic as these achievements, he certainly doesn't deserve the constant chiding from you two. By no means is he the most obscure character in MAA. For example, Hybrid was just in 12 comics, and that was over 20 years ago. I'm pretty sure no one gripes about him. A-Bomb may not be one of the best heroes in the game, but the character's legacy makes Rick Jones worthy of being a member of the Alliance. Stepping off my gamma-powered soapbox, Agent Woods.
Poker Professor says, oh my god, that's who we need in this game, Rom the Space Knight.
Yeah, totally.
I don't even know who that is.
We're gonna go fight dire wraiths. Oh, you don't know who Rom the Space Knight is?
No.
He was a character, a comic that was modeled after, it came out in tandem with a toy, a big silver Space Knight toy. Looked kind of like a robot, but had glowing LED eyes.
Okay.
And he basically went after these enemies called dire wraiths, who humans couldn't see, but he could see them with his special red, vision dealio. Like he could identify the dire wraiths. And those comics were drawn by Sal Buscema, or Buscema. I'm not sure if it's pronounced Buscema or Buscema. Not one of my favorite artists of all time. Like his open mouths always drawn the same way. If you go look up Sal Buscema and look at some of his artwork. But that was a great comic, Rom the Space Knight. Totally fun.
So I don't remember bashing on A-Bomb.
I remember bashing on A-Bomb because he's, you know, again, he's a much newer character. All right, Rick Jones, yes. Rick Jones has been around forever. And if it weren't for him being such a dope and driving out in the gamma bomb testing area, then we wouldn't have the Hulk. So, Bruce Banner definitely thanks you for that. Rick Jones and A-Bomb, I consider to be the same character, but it's two different things in the Marvel Universe. A-Bomb, I don't know. Yeah, he's no Scarlet Spider. I won't give any, you know what? I won't give any level of hate to A-Bomb that I do for Scarlet Spider. And I think it's just that A-Bomb is so much newer in the comic world that I haven't read any issues featuring A-Bomb. I know that he's on that Saturday or that Spider-Man cartoon, but I don't know about any of his other stuff. So you know what? I'll hop into Marvel Unlimited. I'll read some A-Bomb comics. I'll give him a chance. And then I'll hate him. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, formation of the Hulk and formation of the Avenger, creation of the Hulk, formation of the Avengers. You also mentioned two Captain Marvels. Wouldn't it be great if we had another Captain Marvel? If we had the...
I like Mar-Vell.
Yeah. In the game. That's a great character.
Yeah.
So, and I still like Hybrid just because he's a badass. You know what? Yeah, I never read any of those 12 comics either.
Yeah. I saw the title being lay off A-Bomb, I was like, oh, poor A-Bomb's getting laid off. Sorry, man, you didn't work out. I read the title at first. Obviously, the email was totally different.
Yes.
So Agent Cal writes in, hello, Tony and Rhodey. I call Rhodey. This is Agent Cal reporting in. Man, 4 years of MAA, that's almost like going to college. Would Playdom accept my resume if I told them I've been playing the game for this long? That's awesome.
Probably.
Yeah. I just want to thank Playdom for all their work to make this game an enjoyable experience. Back in the PSX era, they would have produced 3 full games by now. Yeah, that's true. Here's hoping the game lasts for a long while yet, or at least until I can recruit the best hero of all, D-Man. I'm lost there. Who's D-Man?
D-Man.
Come on, Playdom. It's time for the best Captain America sidekick and Avenger to appear in the game.
I don't know,
thank
D-Man.
You all.
I'm looking
later,
it up.
Agent Gal.
Marvel.com.
Captain America sidekick, D-Man. I don't know.
That means he's not quite a failure. Oh, Demolition Man. It's funny. He's got, it looks like a big old hybrid of a bunch of different characters. He looks like Wolverine's head with Daredevil's mustard and ketchup suit. Dennis Dunphy.
Sly Stallone. Demolition Man. Ha! Cassius. Thank you. I would totally play a Sly Stallone character in this game. All right.
This is really funny.
We're learning about new things. I'm learning about 2 new characters I never cared about before.
Right.
Now, so.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, let me pull. I'll put a copy of this in the chat room so everybody can see this photo of this guy. Nice. All right. Moving on to the next letter. This one comes from Agent Anado and his team up, Team Fetch, with Boomerang and Kazar. Synergy, both play off of attrition and opportunist debuffs. Kazar's level 9 exploits those debuffs. Because of Boomerang's squishiness, Kazar can step in and protect him with his level 6, as well as counter enemies and apply impaired and tenderized. Both of these characters all have slashing attacks, making Kazar's level 2 and level 6 abilities critical in fight. For Kazar, here's how you want to ISO him. 3 reactive bulky, 2 reactive forceful, and 3 reactive chaotic. For EISO, you want to use sympathetic. It's a must-have with sacred, aggressive, or combatant, or try mystical and resonant combo. For AISO, you want to put hemorrhaging or pulverizing on his level 1, vampiric on his level 2, gracious or blessing on his level 6, and any on his level 9, preferably powerful bladed for extra damage. For Boomerang, you want to have 3 reactive stalwart, 4 reactive bulky, and 1 reactive powerful. And for EISO, any distant is highly recommended. For AISO, bursting on his level 1, aiming on his level 2, and then anything you want on level 6 and level 9. And bonus, if you have the made man, this could help get the damage over time, the dots out faster, making Kazar's level 9 even more deadly.
Interesting.
So cool. All right. Excellent. Very good. Yeah. We'll put that. Make sure that goes in the from the field email so people can read that. It looks like it's a good PvP recommendation.
I'm gonna pop it up into the lounge as well.
There's 2 characters you don't think of for PvP are Kazar and Boomerang, right?
Never, ever in a million years. And not even together. I mean, now that way he's written, I would, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But if you just went, hey, why don't you play Kazar Boomerang before you even get the finish orang out, you're right in the face. Like, shut up, fool. You've been drinking again. What's wrong with you?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So Very cool. All right. Agent Ramey FDH says, greetings, Agent. This Agent Ramey FDH again, just sending regards and greetings. Happy fourth anniversary. Although the fact they gave us an impending doom, which was nerfed and obtainable through dailies, they did not list the new journalist suit, which I think would be next year's gift. That was something that people, and honestly, to complain about something's kind of, you know, look at all the awesome they're giving us. But they're like, oh, no journalist love. Well, maybe. I kind of get where they're coming from. There's no journalist ISO. There's no journalist suit. There's no journalist option with all the new stuff that's come out. Sure. But maybe statistically, people aren't playing journalist that much. I know I'm not. Every time I see, you know, the Party On Garth suit come out or one of the other journalist suits, I'm like, oh, okay, smash, you know, right. with my bruiser or my scrapper or my blaster. I did run the birthday suit, you know, the energy for everybody for a while. As I would with any new suit I get, maybe statistically they found that people aren't running those as much. And honestly, I'd rather have the choice of all this gold and silver that's coming out.
Totally. Me too. So, yeah. Yeah. And hey, we've got all these new suits. I don't think I'd be equipping a generalist.
It depends on what, honestly, for me, it just depends on what it would do.
What the buff would be. Well, it wouldn't be, I mean, you know, since we didn't even know about the three ISO suits, we were presuming it was going to be a 2E ISO, an E2 generalist.
Yes.
So, trench, because we haven't had one of those. And between those and a 3E ISO, I'll buy and use one of the 3E ISOs. So, you know, give me the gold, give me the silver, and the CP, I can live without an E3 or an E2 generalist trench, which was what we were speculating.
Anyway, my question is Ares a good character to get? Could PokeProf do a review about it, possibly? Thanks for reading. Good luck and goodbye. And for the record, I just reached Super Spartan in Future Fight.
Congratulations.
Well,
you're the one who's still playing that game.
Yeah. While still waiting for the never coming MAA 2. Oh, I'm so sorry. I think Ares is a great character. He's brutal in PvE. I've actually brought him back into PvP different times, depending on what the meta is doing, and especially with the new EISOs that have come out over time till now. I'm not talking about the newest ones now. I'm talking about up till now. I've definitely pulled Ares back in with the right team up. He can definitely be brutal. I think he's great, and I think it'd be good for PokeProf to do one. I don't think he has already, but if he has, just remind me, and we'll put it back into the feed on the website. If you haven't, then that'd be great. So, Ares is next week, PokeProf says.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Cool. All right. Agent Avril wrote in, said, hey, 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 FTH, Agent Avril here. Did you miss me? I missed y'all. Hope all is well. So quite a bit has happened since my last report. New PvP, Damon is angry, fourth anniversary gifts, and a ton of stuff to buy. Goodness, but where to begin? PvP is PvP, I guess. I'm not in those upper tiers yet, just borderline vibranium. I like the scrapper. Borderline vibranium is upper. I like the scrapper infused suit because it and the magia is Captain's Fist and other magia piece plus Charge of the Witches equals yay. I'm using Daemon, the non-worthy version, and Satana again, but I don't know if I'll change that unless I get closer to Adamantium. Not a lot of magic warding around so far. I was originally taking it slow with mastering Chapter 10, but then I decided, let's go for it. All I need to do is beat Ronan with that high score. I'm at attempt number 40 now. At least I'm getting good amounts of CP from the roulette. I may yet be able to recruit Vision. Lastly, I was supposed to reveal my character creation 3 weeks ago, but I believe Spec Ops forced me to tweak. Then I had to tweak again because elsewhere someone had created their own version of the character I was working on. Just as I finished, Foil, Force, Inceptive, Fatal, and Reaper's EISO caused me to make complete changes altogether. It's like I was being hacked or something. Anywho, it's finally done and it's in a separate report. Any final guesses who it is? Till next time, agents. Agent Avril. P.S. 10,000 silver for the first 5 PvP wins. Don't forget. And I'm buying that Bruiser E3 suit, mainly because I don't actually have a good Bruiser uniform. Sad, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So we still don't know who it is, although you get the other separate report email, so you know, right?
I haven't read it. It did pop in while we're doing the show. But of course, I did not read it.
I like ripping on you when you're typing something in the chat room.
Thank you. Actually, okay. So I'm apologizing. I was looking for a separate email. So that Team Bell from Anado, he's putting together an audio segment for us on this.
Oh, cool.
And so we weren't supposed to read this. It was supposed to be, you know, go into the email later. Uh-huh. And I went so fast copying the way it's on the screen. It's below the screen break. So I'm like, oh, here's the entire email. I just copied and pasted it, never scrolled down to see that the audio was there. Oops. And that I was supposed to put it together. And I was actually, honestly, I assumed a separate email was coming with the audio and that just didn't come through or something. So that's totally my bad. And he's going to be doing some more stuff for us in the future. And I'll go much slower next time. I do apologize. But that was, he definitely worked hard. And you know, I'm sorry. My fault. So that's what's right. Ocinico got in under the wire here. I love when the Puffin browser shuts down and restarts all of a sudden, and the error message pops up. Puffin encountered an unexpected error. But hey, surprise, guess what? There's nothing unexpected about it. I really just expect it every time now, and then I'm surprised when it doesn't happen. That program is kind of stable enough when you're using it to play MAA. Usually, man, trying to open it or closing it is a maddening problem. I like having, I'm assuming it means the game. So I found the same thing. Like if I try to open the game on Puffin, and that's a browser you can use on your iOS system because iOS doesn't support Flash on your tablets. Mm-hmm. So, you'll sit there and wait, and it'll just take forever. But if it opens the game, and you need to do a test run like a PVE, do the mission or something, or to make sure that it's going to be stable because you can get through a battle, it'll probably stay fairly stable for a little while, and you can do some PVP or something. But yeah, it's. I almost never do PVP on it, which is very painful because especially now that's all I really want to do to keep up with the time sensitive issue there. Yeah. You know, I play Steve Jobs. You know, he gave the finger to Flash years ago, decades ago even, and that's why we can't do it. But I haven't heard from Android users that, oh my God, it's so easy to use. Nobody's reported in. So I think it's just we're trying to get ahead of our time. You know, mm-hmm. We're trying to get ahead of the technology that's actually there to do these kind of games. And Flash, you know, people get mad at us, you and I, for bashing on Flash. But, I mean, you've been around as long as I have. It's just, with the net, it's just something from the mid-90s that was cool and made things work. And mm-hmm. It just doesn't anymore.
Well, it's not even a matter of it not doing the cool things anymore. Because I've actually developed Flash for websites and did it for a long time. And you find... Even if you're not a developer, you find constant updates that Adobe is always having to push out updates for Flash because it's finding security vulnerabilities. And their security vulnerabilities, I mean, Flash basically gives hackers who have the ability to get in through them a lot of backdoors into sites and code and that sort of thing. That's the biggest reason that people are trying to bash on Flash is that it takes up a huge amount of resources. Pull up your PC's activity monitor or task manager while you're using Flash on a PC or you know in Chrome or using it on your Mac, and you'll see just how much processing power Flash takes. It's an extraordinary amount, and it's because of those two things that I think. There's this backlash against Flash, and HTML5 is supposed to be cleaner, and there should be ways for people who develop stuff in Flash. I mean, there are ways for people who develop stuff in Flash to export out things into HTML5. There'll probably be, you know, there'll definitely be some conversion, but it'll take some time, but it'll happen, and we'll get stuff moved over, or yeah. Playdom will get stuff moved over.
Yeah. Because ultimately, I mean, this is the only game I play on Facebook, and it on my computers, it runs fine. And on my tablet, it runs mostly fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I never can tell if it's the Puffin server that's logging it or if it's Flash or what, or if it's my tablet, you know, connection, whatever. But it's good. I enjoy it. So keep this game going, whatever it takes. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. And one last thing. I actually just got an email that reminded me. We changed how Patreon works. Patreon.com/FromTheHeliCarrier. We really, really, really love your support. And it's really carried us through these last, for us, it's been almost 3 years that we've done the show. It just helped keeping us making the time, bringing improvements. I can't tell you how many times you've upgraded your studio just to help out with this show.
just to make stuff. Yeah, just to make stuff work or do audio. Yeah.
So you guys and ladies and gentlemen have helped out so much with that. So the new changes is we know it's been fluctuating with even on a normal month, there's four episodes. You can pretty much guess if I give $5 an episode, it'll be $20 a month. But sometimes there's five episodes. Sometimes we forget to put some up. So it's always been an up and down. And after in January, when I got really busy, all of us got really busy launching the network Giant Size Team Up, totally fell through the cracks and we didn't put any episodes up. So we got zero support for January, all because of us. So I thought to make it easier on you and us, I would swap it to a monthly thing. So when you pledge at patreon.com/FromTheHeliCarrier, you're pledging by the month. So you know exactly every month it's going to come out the exact same way. That helps us out so we don't have to worry about forgetting. It helps you out so you know exactly what will happen. But here's the kick. Here's what's happened. When you were pledging per episode, and we have to do this to the rewards levels as well. But when you're pledging per episode, let's say you're going to do basically $10 a month. That's roughly $3 an episode. I know it's not quite. Your 3 times 4 is 12, but you could cap it. Say, don't do any more than 10. So you knew you're going to stop at $10 a month. Well, that's $3 an episode. When we changed it to monthly, that changed it to $3 a month. It didn't touch your pledge. It didn't change your pledge at all.
Kept your pledge at the same level, which is number one, good for you. Number two, bad for us.
And we're not going to stop anything we're doing. If you don't go change the pledge, we're not going to kick you out of the lounge. We're not going to stop. We're just letting you know that it changed. So if you'd like to change it to a different level, that would help out a lot. And a lot of people have in the lounge. Yeah. You guys have done that. And we really, really appreciate it. The rewards also stayed the same. So it's like, if you pledge 10 cents a month, you get into the lounge. If you pledge, so we're going to change that to their respective rates of about basically a dollar a month for the lounge. I mean, that's going up, but it's a dollar a month is not too much to ask. And it's not going to change for anybody that's in the lounge. You're already in the lounge. You're there. This is for new people going forward. The $2 level will now be basically $8 a month. And then the $4 level will be $16 a month. So we're going to change those levels. And basically, you're going to be grandfathered in. And so, again, we just appreciate any help that you could give us. Anything else on that, Ibit?
That's it. Just, we appreciate your support. And if you don't mind having a look at your levels again, you're currently, by default, going to be paying 1/4 the amount that you used to. So if you don't mind going in and checking that, if you can, add to that, that's great. If you can't, we totally understand. But keep in mind that this makes it a change that's easier for you as well as for us, because you always know exactly how much it's going to be every month.
Yep. And there you go. So here comes, and Mike is actually working on a new stinger to put here at the end to help everybody out. But for now, rest in peace, Klotz. He's not dead. He's just not on the show. I know this is in. You know where Klotz is? Where's Klotz, Ibit?
Where is Klotz?
Where's Klotz? What's he doing now?
I don't know. He's in Breaking the Panel. I thought you meant like physically, geographically. Is he on vacation somewhere? Yeah, no. So he's part of Breaking the Panel. If you have not checked out that show, it's a show that me and Paul and Charles do, as well as Chris Wisdom. Sometimes Mike Woodward joins us. A bunch of great people all getting together to talk generally about comic books and movies and TV and stuff like that. That all the stuff that we used to do on MAA or on From the Helicarrier that took up all that extra time. Now we've dedicated a whole show to it because we don't want to cut it off. And we don't want to feel like we're giving you any less content in From the Helicarrier by focusing on these other things. So check it out. It's Breaking the Panel. If you miss Paul like we do here at From the Helicarrier, then go check out Breaking the Panel because you'll hear much more of him over there as well as our good friend Chris Wisdom. And like I said, Mike Woodward and some other guests from all across the network.
Lots of great new voices. I mean, it's the three of us back together, Ibit, Klotz, and I, plus a lot more new friends. It's so much fun. So definitely come and check that out.
And lots of F-bombs. Holy crap.
Only in the episode that me and you took off. So really, we have to talk to the kids about that.
We do. We'll have to talk to them,
We're going to have a sit-down family meeting coming up here in the next episode. All right, here we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes, on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss and 3/4 of his Patreon donation have fled.